we're here to protest against the G8, to let them know how we feel about injustice in the world and what they can do about it. They have the power to change the situation, especially regarding Africa, which is a subject that's very close to us because we actually work in Eritrea as teachers. Basically, there's such injustice, especially around trade, from the Western nations, tariffs and controls on exports such as sugar and coffee, these sorts of things. And these are people's livelihoods, you know, and they're paying the cheapest possible prices while people are suffering and dying from not being able to feed their families. And it's all about the market. It's all about creating as much wealth for the West as possible whilst other people are suffering. So we're just here to tell people that we don't think it's right.
Ich finde das unheimlich wichtig, dass Menschen aus aller Welt, aus allen Ländern zusammenkommen, um endlich mal den Herrschenden zu zeigen, dass das so nicht weitergeht, dass da viele Menschen aufstehen und sagen, es reicht, ja basta, wir müssen einen anderen Weg gehen, ob das Klima ist, ob das Krieg ist, ob das ganze Ausländerproblem, alles das, was sie und die ganze Globalisierung, dass es nur noch privatisiert wird, das Wasser, demnächst noch die Luft zum Atmen, das sind doch Zustände, die Menschen, nur noch die Elite, überleben das und die anderen sind überflüssig, die werden dann nicht mehr wie bei den.
I am here because today is earmarked as the day to protest against the root causes of climate change. And more specifically, I mean, the M74 is a local issue. It's a road extension happening in Glasgow, and basically, I mean, it's all about car culture, and more roads mean more cars are burning more petrol, and that's basically causing climate change, isn't it?
So this is a project for the M74 to build a new street, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a huge, massive, big extension of a motorway that's going to be the most expensive bit of roading you've ever seen in Europe so far. It's going to just cost billions of dollars, and it's going to go through right through two of the most poorest communities in Glasgow as well. And you know, they're basically getting their homes ripped up so that we can have another huge, big road.